Let's do it.
Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani, Dumelang, Amsheli, Molweni, bonjour. Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us, welcome to Mjolo and Six Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Mbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiefs squad, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I don't buzz alone, I buzz with ever beautiful, shining, glowing, too many adjectives, so little time. Oskhumi, the euphoria of the 50th episode, has it kind of sort of died down now?
Not really.
Are we still on a high now?
I don't think it's going to die down anytime soon, but you know, we have to keep it moving because we're trying to get to 100 now.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, we've reached the halfway mark, or half a century. Now we're staring at the century, and we really are excited. And once again, I want to thank each and every one of you who has been part and parcel of this journey, was in part and parcel of everything that we have been doing thus far. And we hope that you're going to continue to do that on our social media platforms. Continue to engage with us on all these amazing topics. Oskhumi, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about cohabitating.
Okay.
Otherwise known as fat and set.
All right.
Now, with the way things are lately, more and more couples are choosing to redefine their relationship.
All right.
You know, instead of waiting to get married, most couples are choosing to live together first and then maybe taking that leap. You know, some don't, which is okay. But in most cases, they just end up living together and they have this arrangement, okay, you know, which works for them. So today we're going to be unpacking the pros and cons
of
fat and set, the dark side and the light side of fat and set, basically.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we're talking about living with each other, dare I say, legally or not legally so, because I think we live in a world where we traditionally, you live with each other when you're husband and wife, and if it's not that, it's fat and set, it's all things negative. And I think a person who's going to help us unpack this conversation is, once again, since we started, he's still our resident psychologist, JP Mueller. Welcome to Joel and Sex Podcast.
Hello, hello. How are you, Mlungisi?
Hi, JP.
We well, thanks, JP. How are you?
Like, very well, thanks.
JP, let's really just sort of start here, right? When two people live together or decide to live together, what are some of the complexities that come into play or dynamics that come into play? Because we have two different people who come from two different spectrums and ideologies of life, and they decide that they're going to live with one another. So what are generally the complexities and the dynamics that come into play?
So that's very interesting. And you also mentioned the legal. So legal-wise actually has a definition. And they say cohabitation refers to when an unmarried couple lives together in a long-term relationship that resembles a marriage. But the share of adults who have lived with a romantic partner is now higher than the share who have ever been married in the United States. So a lot of people are doing this. Okay, the reasons why people say they do it. So 4 in 10 people who are cohabited, they say that finances and convenience were important factors in their decision.
Yeah.
And then also they say a partner is not financially ready to make the marriage commitment, because we know what weddings cost these days, hey?
Yeah.
But interesting enough, because of our different generations, most couples who are age younger than 30 actually believe that people who live together before marriage has a longer chance to stay married. But the people older than 30, all of them say no. We don't stay together beforehand. We meet as we are married, then we stay together and go through all of these challenges that you said.
Wow, JP. And JP, I mean, We live in a traditional world, right? We live in a world that
says,
and part two of the conversation that we're going to have is looking at the cultural dynamics of living with somebody whom you are not legally married to, right? So how I mean, this thing is becoming more and more of a norm, right? So what is the social climate of people living with each other? Are we comfortable with it? Have we thrown the tradition out of the window, or is it just really a convenience thing?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So as we said, with the finances, I mean, it's so much more convenient. A two-bedroom place is literally R1,000 more than a one-bedroom place to rent or to hire. And I mean, with that, if you can share it, how much better? So, I mean, there's definitely some implications to it. But then, as you said, some religions believe that sleeping together before marriage is a sin. And then when you stay together, it can lead you into temptation because you see them in their silky PJs, you know. So the older society, they are more likely to say, no, this is not right. But on the other hand, then what makes marriage special? So the stats show that a relationship where people are married, the stability, satisfaction, trusting, and the quality of their relationship status in a marriage is all in favor of rather being married than just to be cohabiting. So be faithful, be in each other, act in each other's interests, handle money responsibility better, and tell the truth about themselves. And this happens more with marriage couples than it happens with people who are only living together. And that is quite interesting for me, and that is what makes me believe that there's still something to marriage that is so special.
Absolutely. Oskumi?
JP, I'm going to have to ask now about the emotional implications of taking such a huge step. You and your partner make the decision to move in together, and it's all happiness and sunshine and roses, but then the relationship ends. What are some of the emotional implications that can be expected from such a fallout?
Yeah, that's the thing. And that is what we spoke about every time when we say the communication thing. Because now you're the sadness and the breakup, and now you were living together as if you were married. But now the breakup is, the friendship is gone, the emotional support is gone, the physical support is gone in the finances, the hugs, the being there, the coffee in the morning or whatever, the waking you up, the driving together to work. So there's a lot of things that are taken away. It's not only the we break up, but it's now a lot of things. And you know that little special thing. So maybe the girl called McDonald's Nuggets Nuggies, for example. Uh-huh. Then you remember that. And now every time when you go to McDonald's, you're like, oh, wow, you're not going to buy Nuggets now because you still think of that word, you know, that she said, now you miss her, you know, all of those things, for example, now. You know, or what, for example, she made you coffee in bed every morning. Now you don't get that. And yeah, you can make yourself coffee, but now you miss that. And now are you going to go and look for it in someone else, or are you just going to go and fill that void? Or are you going to know who you are? Because when you go through a breakup, you're like, what did I do wrong? Who am I? Did I change so much for that person? So then all of these questions and uncertainty start, and that is some emotional things that have to be worked through.
Now, I suppose the next question to ask would be, you know, at what stage in your relationship can you then make that decision to say, I want to live with my partner? You know, can we give it a timeline to say after maybe 6 months, after a year, after 2 years, you know, at what stage in the relationship is it okay, well, for lack of a better word, to say we are not ready to live together?
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. So the younger the people are, the shorter while they date before they take the step to move in. So when we look at high school, people with a high school education or less, more than 71% of them say that they do not think it's a step towards marriage, but they want to live together before the time. Mm-hmm. Where if you look at people who are in who have a college qualification. So this is about 25 to about 35. These people, only 57% of them say, yeah, okay, we should move in together at a bit of a later stage when we are dating. So each couple is different. So the research on that really is all over the place. But it's just very interesting. But as you say, with the society, there's actually 14% of people who say, no, it's not acceptable at all to live together. Yeah. But now, even if you don't plan to get married, 69% of people say it is fine. So as you guys mentioned, it's really now more acceptable. And when we look at the legal side of it, so there's a widespread myth that two people engage in a romantic relationship who have been living together for many years have what is called a common law marriage. So this means that if the relationship has a status of legal marriage, but in South Africa, there's nothing like that. It's false. There's no basis. So the party wish to regulate and formalize their financial arrangements and other aspects of their relationship, they can enter into a cohabitation agreement. And they can't say finances are the reason why they do not get married, as you can adapt your marriage contract with being married in or out of community or property.
Wow.
Okay, next question then. For those who are thinking of taking that step, what advice would you give them?
Definitely be open and discuss it beforehand. As we always say, talk about it and talk about all the aspects of it. Talk about the I always call it the biopsychosocial. So we talk about the biological part. So physically, we're going to stay together. I'm going to need a shower for an hour extra. Is that okay? And we are physically going to share the space. Psychologically, it's going to be an emotional attachment. Are we ready for it? And if it stops our friendship or whatever, what then? How do we move from there? And then the social aspect of that. If someone else comes to visit for me, it's okay. You know, basic house rules, who makes the food, and then also the financial aspect of it. Because once you guys break up, what then? There is no law covering any one of you. So what are you guys going to do? But I want to just read this quote from Liam Hemsworth. So he and Miley Cyrus were actually together. And he said, we've been together for a long time. And it felt like it was the right time to do it. Not much about the relationship changes of the marriage, but you kind of have.
Yeah.
The husband and wife thing, it's great. I'm loving it. So as he said, you know, if you stay together beforehand, the relationship doesn't really stay. It changes. It stays the same. But the husband and wife title, that's just great. That just makes things so special. And I do believe with all the other stability, the quality, the satisfaction, the trust that comes with that, I just believe that that is just a next level that will just contribute to it. But I understand all the facts of South Africa. I understand people are more open to these things. And yes, you want to see if that person is okay. But you can go to his house now and see if he's clean. You can see if he can cook. You know, you can see some of the stuff while you visit there without staying together.
All right, JP, finally, how easy or difficult is it to share space with another human being? Because we tend to think, I mean, it's nice when we're in the bedroom, it's fun when we're there, but like we're talking about shower, you're talking about food, we're talking about finances, we're talking about energies, right? Because I'm a big person on energy. So you are sharing a space not only with a human being, with another element, so to speak. So how easy or difficult is it to share space? And if you were to give advice, you touched on it now with what Khum is saying, how do you embrace allowing someone into your space?
Yeah, and that's the thing, especially if you look at people who are so independent and so happy with who they are and strong, and then they don't really want someone in their space. But some people and some couples just work so well. When they get married and they move in together, they take these challenges one step at a time, from finances to furnishing the house in which colors to making decisions about the future and planning for families and things like that. And it comes so easy for some people where they talk about it, they take it step by step. But if you think about this thing as a mountain, you're not going to be able to jump to the top. But if you take it step by step, you'll get to the top. If you eat the elephant, you eat it one bite at a time. So if you tackle each challenge, okay, yo, I don't like it if you leave your shoes here. Can we maybe put it there? Okay, cool, yeah. But you cannot smell the other person doesn't like it when you leave your shoes there. You might smell the shoes, but you cannot smell their thoughts, you know? So with that being said, if you guys open communicate and if you say, okay, I make food these times because I don't like it to cook together. So I want to teach in that time. Then basic house rules can be set and then things can really be easy. It doesn't have to be such a big challenge, such a huge, difficult thing to live with someone. And I mean, it's more difficult to stay with a family member because then it's like, okay, now how do I tell them I don't like this? It's also their space, whatever. But with someone that you love and that you plan a future with, I think that is so much more worth to share what your thoughts and feelings are, that they know exactly where they stand with you and you know where they stand and the other way around as well. So that both parties know what's happening, feel confident and competent with who they are, but also feel confident and competent together. And I think that is the best thing, to be independent individuals, but together, happy in a relationship. But yeah, you can motivate each other and build each other up, and that is why there is love.
JP, I think you've ended it once again on a very, very prophetic note. I think love conquers all, and I think for those that are going to explore the complexities of living with another human being in their space, they need to tread it carefully and communicate as much as they can according to the conversation that we have. But once again, JP, a big thank you to you. And once again, congratulations for stepping into the next half a century of podcasts. And we hope that we're going to make 100 episodes before we even blink.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for making me a part of everything. It's such a huge honor for me. And well done, you guys. It's really amazing. I'm really so proud of you guys. The space, all the equipment, you guys are going places, man. I'm so proud of you.
We received, JP.
Thank you, JP.
We received. JP, mm-hmm. I must say you owe us a thing in a Mustang.
Oh, yeah.
We saw that.
Guys, while we congratulate ourselves, we have our resident psychologist who is just driving a beautiful Mustang, and we must say that congratulations to you, JP, for all the success.
Thank you so much.
For also the success that you're
Thank you so much.
Right, thank
I
you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, JP. Cheers.
Thank you, JP.
Thank you.
All right, wow. That was really, really beautiful. Guys, I think if anything, if you're going to be living with another human being, another parent's child, please, I think JP at the end beautifully Oskomi said that it's communication.
Yeah, it's an emotional journey, you know, and people think it's as easy as I'm going to move in with my partner, you know, dual income, we're going to share responsibilities.
And
but
it's going to be all things hunky. All
things happy. Yes, it's going to be like on generations. Everybody's going to be happy. Breakfast every morning. No, it's not going to be like that. You know, you're essentially committing yourself to this person. And whether you guys are committed legally or in front of God, it's a commitment nonetheless.
Yep.
You know, and each and every day when you wake up, when you come home, when you leave the house, you are committed to that person. You're committed to living with that person. And There's hence I asked JP about the emotional aspects of it, because you guys are now sharing not only your space, but there's also shared responsibilities, you know, in the household. Who's paying for rent? Who's paying for water? Who's paying for electricity? Who's paying for Netflix? Who's paying for DSTV?
Yeah.
You know, who's fetching the kids from school? If you guys have kids together, you know, that sort of thing. So it's not as easy as pack my bags.
I'm leaving.
Kilo du la letabo. In theory, yes, it is. But practically,
it's a whole different
It's point. Not. It's as good as you guys being married. And I'm not judging anybody who's in that situation. Not at all. You know, but I'm just saying, for those who are thinking
along those lines.
Yes, of going into that sort of setup, do it mindfully. be mindful of the consequences. Be mindful of the responsibilities that are going to fall on you once you live with this person, once you commit to living with this person and commit to, I don't know, I suppose, building a life with this person, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not as easy as ABC.
Absolutely. And hence I said, part two of this conversation, we're going to talk about the traditional aspect of
it. Oh, yeah. We need to.
I talked about energy, you know, and we're going to talk about a lot about energy and how your energy versus the next person's energy, when it lives in one space, how does
And also because it's a foreign thing. It's not an African thing. We don't do that, you know. But now, because of
Western
influences, modernization, and also, let's be honest, the economy.
I see.
You know, like, who would want to live in a dual income household?
Yeah,
you know, to have somebody help you with the bills and everything else. And yeah, it's nice that I get to wake up next to a warm body. You know, but essentially, you know, but essentially, let's just be honest. It's not an African thing.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I tell you what you don't need to not do is follow us on our social media platforms. Screaming.
Yeah, they can find us on Facebook. We are Daily Sun.
Yes.
Or they can tweet us on Twitter. Daily Sun SA,
uh-huh.
Or they can find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mjolo, and you can get to this and 51 or 50 other episodes.
50 other, yes, 51st.
Before, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, the euphoria is still there.
Yeah, no, yeah. We're still on the high.
We're still on the high. Once again, a big thank you to you, to everybody who's listening, and thank you to JP for also providing us with always the insightfulness and also the information that he always compiles for us and for you listening to this podcast.
Mm.
Once again, spring has sprung. We are still on level one, last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are in a coalition of parties.
it remains to be seen.
Yeah, but if you are going to be in a coalition with human beings, please make sure that you are safe. Please make sure that you condomize. Osumi always says,
absolutely.
Keep it strapped.
Yeah.
Keep it strapped, everybody.
Let's be safe out in these streets, y'all.
Yeah, guys, and to keep the safety going, guys, get yourself vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Guys, get yourself vaccinated. Visit your government websites. Visit your nearest medical facilities. All the information is readily available. Once again, big thank you to you for listening. If you are up and about in the streets and you see us, because you have seen us, because you've watched the 50th episode,
yeah,
you'll definitely know. This is Lucas Impera, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege. Grow like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still Romy Siabi, still without a cool outro.
Love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.